Hello everyone, this is Eddie Worgan. I'm creating this podcast. It's 2 days before Christmas. And I continually see and hear everything that's happening in the world. The border wall. It's just crazy. We the people will never be satisfied with anything we have. It's sad but true. But I see a lot of little children being sick. They have these rare forms of cancer. And sometimes we blame God, but God is not the one that should be blamed. I believe that Satan is the one to blame because he's the one that created the illness when in the very beginning. Therefore, he wants everybody to blame God and get away from praying. And prayer does work if you use it. It's like a cell phone to God. But if we don't have any belief, I know a lot of people don't care, don't want to believe. That's your choice. But there's a lot of good things that are happening. But I also believe that if God would heal everybody, especially like in the hospitals, I see it already where they say it's a medical miracle. And they don't, I guess, because they're scared about the people that, like the atheists, don't believe, and all the others that will start causing some type of ruckus over because they don't believe, so they make it, they say a medical miracle. But I believe in my heart that if God help everybody in the hospital, everybody give credit to the doctors only, and the credit all should be due to God. Anyway, that's the way life's been. And if anybody out there has ever read the Bible, there's always been rumors of wars, earthquakes, floods, fires. I know that fire in California was real bad, but I believe the government could have done a little bit more and helped those firefighters. We down here in South Texas, when in the oil fields, they do fracking. They have a lot of pumps that can pump water from one area to lines that they unroll, and they can pump to another area. I believe that could have been done in California. But I am a nobody, so that's just my opinion. So I'm hoping that everybody in 2018 will have a better 2019. I know there's a lot of people that have lost their loved ones. I myself lost my son in 2013 in November, right before Thanksgiving, and then last year, which is 2017, I lost my mom right before Thanksgiving also. But I don't feel sad. Of course, it doesn't make me happy, but I have a sense of, I know that they're in a better place. I know that they are not suffering anymore. And I know a lot of people still grieve for their loved ones, and I understand. I've been there. A lot of people don't care about the people that are grieving because, you know, it doesn't, you know, their mindset is like, well, It's not my family. It didn't happen to me. But when it touches home, I'm sure they're not going to know what to do or how to react. I see that all the time. A lot of these people in this world go through a lot of hurt and pain. One thing that gets me is like the little children that are in the hospitals fighting for their lives. I hate to see these young children committing suicide because of bullying. That's another topic that I don't understand why the children do this, but I do believe in my heart that that's the evil spirits attacking them. No other explanation that I would believe other than these evil spirits attacking these children, because it makes it so easy to they're trying to steal man's peace, man's joy. They want to steal what God has given them as a blessing so that they can curse God. So if anybody out there is going through any type of grieving or has gone through somebody committing suicide, don't stop praying. Don't stop believing. I know it's hard, but God will lift you up. Just gotta believe. You have to believe. Well, I hope that 2019 will bring everybody a better year, a prosperous year, and we gotta just keep our eyes on the Lord. Just look at what's going on all around us. Maybe 2019 is going to be the year that many of us will be happier than ever before. But throughout years, our bodies, we were made to die. I mean, we were made to live forever. So people take it too, like, real hard, you know, somebody that hasn't gone or accepted Christ. You know, our bodies ain't made to last forever. And there's gonna be sicknesses, tragic accidents that take lives when we just don't understand why so young, beautiful. But that's just the way it is. If you remember, if anybody, you know, takes their time to read the Bible, back then we've come a long way from back then when they would just walk to every place. Now we drive every place, we fly everywhere. So of course there's gonna be a lot of accidents. I'm sure by walking there was accidents. People sprained ankles, you know, getting tired, fatigued. But it wasn't as bad, I don't believe, as it is now. But anyway, I'm hoping that 2019 will be a better year for everybody listening. If they listen to my podcast, hopefully. I wish that everybody would be healthy and happy, and for the ones that are mourning or grieving, I hope God gives you a better feeling, or gives you understanding as to why things happen, but makes you feel a whole lot better after a while. You will never forget, that's for sure, but they will always be in your heart. So for this year, let's put everything behind us and let's look at the future. And this will be the end. for this year. Have a great 2019.